It's an exciting day at Lost Rhino Brewing Company in Ashburn, Virginia. A large batch of new and rather unorthodox beer brewing is underway.
See, the yeast is going into the tank right now.
The yeast, which is one of the key ingredients, was swabbed from 35-million-year-old fossilized whale bones. Amateur paleontologist Jason Osborne found the bone at a swamp in Virginia.
So the idea was conceived. It was basically a brainchild idea of mine to mix molecular biology, paleontology, and beer together. There's three things that I love.
Osborne enlisted his microbiologist friend, Jasper Ackerboom, who works as a brewing scientist at Lost Rhino. Ackerboom says he was initially skeptical, but decided to experiment.
We took 20 samples from all kinds of fossilized material. This was all done in the Calvert Museum in Maryland. And then one of the samples started to ferment.
The result was surprising.
It tasted very good. It tastes very fruity, very earthy. It's very dry.
So the decision was made to brew a large volume for consumers, this time about 2,300 liters.
The craft brewing industry in the United States has been very innovative. So new beers have been hitting the market continuously. People kind of expect something new all the time.
The co-owner of Lost Rhino, Fabio Garcia, says they stay sharp and on the edge by bringing out a new style of beer every couple of weeks.
Well, we have 16 beers on tap right now. You have to take a risk to move forward. So it's a calculated risk, but we're happy to take it, and I think we can create something new and interesting with it.
The new beer is called Bone Duster's Paleo Ale.
When people are cleaning the fossils, they dust the sand of the bones, so we thought that would be a cool name to give it.
After over a month of fermentation, the beer made its public debut at the Lost Rhino's tap room.
It's fantastic. Pretty courageous move to extract that yeast and kind of develop something unique.
But I'm not usually a yeasty, hoppy beer drinker, but it's really good.
It's not overhopped there's not much competing with the yeast for flavors, so it really comes through. It's very drinkable.
Garcia hopes innovations like this will help Lost Rhino compete in the growing local beer movement. A portion of the proceeds from Bone Dusters will be used for underprivileged school science programs. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.